The official announcement that Disney had?
Well, they had a whole bunch of announcements. They announced a whole new timeline for Marvel, for Lucasfilms, forgot what else.
Ooh.
Pretty much their timeline for the next couple of years. Of
for the whole
shows.
Disney franchise thing.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever watch the dog movie?
Which one's that one?
I don't know. It just
the
says...
The spots?
I don't know, it just says that the new movie is going to be Doug Days, but I'm assuming that's going off of a movie about a dog named Doug.
Oh,
unless it's about Life
up.
Of Pets.
No, that's the one from Up. Yeah, Up.
Oh, what?
Yeah, the one.
Like a spin-off?
The dog mm-hmm. I don't know if it's a show or a movie. I'm not too sure.
I think it's like a little series.
The second one is... Cars 4. Dude, I don't even know what they're gonna do with that.
It's a show.
A show?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's a show.
Really?
I think. But I don't know if it's gonna be with that new character they created in Cars 3. The one with, what's her name? Cruz or something?
Mm-hmm.
Or if it's just gonna be
Cruz.
With, like, Mater...
Like oh, it is a show. Day. It is a show.
Yeah, but I'm not too sure who's going to be in it. I have no clue.
Dude, I kind of hate to see that. That's how they finished Lightning McQueen's career.
Now, they got to make a Cars movie with, like, that one scene where the truck was asleep and all those nice-ass cars just came in.
Oh, about those, the...
I don't even know, cars, I guess.
The street cars, the hot rod.
Yeah, the hot rods.
Yeah, the street cars, yeah. The tuners, there you go.
The racers. That's
what they call
it. The racers.
They started up.
Now, what I think, why Disney did all this, because they pay, like, so HBO Max released the whole, like, huge announcement, like I want to say yesterday, a couple days ago, and it was saying that all the movies that are coming out in 2021 are going to be on HBO Max for free, right? And that's like a huge announcement because that's never been done on a streaming service or nothing. And Disney made the people, like, I think a month ago, Mulan came out, and they made them, I don't even know how much, like, it was a good amount of money. It wasn't free.
Made who
and that's
pay?
Even if you had Disney Plus. The people who...
Okay. I know what you mean. They allowed, before Mulan was released in theaters, they allowed whoever had Disney Plus to view it, mm-hmm. but you had to pay the full price.
It was expensive.
30, I thought it was 30
expensive.
Bucks. Just
it
to
was
like
more than
rent
that,
it.
I think it was 40 bucks. Or Black Widow is that much, but...
That's pretty
I don't
whack.
Know. No, but that's the thing. So HBO Max said... Oh, we're gonna release all these movies, but it's gonna be free since you already have the streaming site, right? And I feel like that it made them like maybe announce this whole thing because they were scared that people were gonna get rid of Disney Plus and get on HBO Max because of that huge announcements that all movies are free on HBO Max. But I feel like that like made them have this huge announcement, unless it was already planned. I'm not sure.
I mean, from what you sent. It's based off of a thread that Disney had 10 hours ago. It's like, oh, come on, come all. It's a tweet. They were like saying, oh, it's Disney Investor Day. So I guess, you know, just like they're motivating ways for people to invest or just like for their investors, they were announcing upcoming events. And then that's when they said over the next few years, I quote, roughly 10 Marvel series, 10 Star Wars series, 15 Disney live action, Disney Animation and Pixar series plus 15 all new Disney live action Disney Animation and Pixar features will be released on Disney Plus. And that's a pretty that's a lot.
It is a lot.
That's pretty heavy.
I don't know, that's like icing on the cake. Tell me not.
But I feel like they always do this. They always say they gotta release a whole bunch of movies and then like they get delayed and something happens. Because, I mean, I'm pretty sure they're supposed to release a movie with Marvel.
What do you mean, Captain Marvel?
I think it was John Cena. No. I think it was like a movie with John Cena.
Oh, or yeah. I remember that.
Something like that. It was like a huge movie, and it never came out. And they announced it like 6 years before it actually was supposed to come out, but it never came out. So I wonder if like half of these shows or movies are even going to...
I think they eventually will. But it's just... It's going to be like The Incredibles where we got to wait just how many years.
I don't know. We just got to see. What sucks, though, is that it's for, like, a long time ahead. I think, like, all of those are...
Within the next decade, 5 years, I would say.
Yeah.
Let's talk about Ahsoka, bro. Or how do you pronounce her name?
Oh. Yeah, Ahsoka Tano. That's her full name.
Who?
So you're the one that's, I haven't watched Clone Wars yet, but I'm definitely going to watch it.
Yeah, she's only in...
The white and blue?
Yeah. She's played by Rosario Dawson or something like that.
I
think that was... Oh, no, that wasn't the girl in Avatar. That was the girl... I don't even know what show it was. But anyways. So Ahsoka has never been in, like, live-action form. Like, human form. Except for the Mandalorian. Yeah. Except for the Mandalorian. It's never happened before. It just literally just happened. And she has been, like, a huge,
influential?
Really influential, but a lot of people loved her because of Clone Wars. Like, everyone loved her. And that's why they're all so happy that she came out in the show. And then they're announcing that new show, so I wonder if that's gonna have a huge fan base like The Mandalorian. I'm pretty sure it will. But pretty much what she is, because you guys don't really know her, right?
No.
But pretty much what she is, how to explain it? Okay, so you know Anakin Skywalker, obviously.
Yeah.
So he had an apprentice. But you know how Obi-Wan had an apprentice, which was
Anakin.
Anakin. Yeah.
Yeah.
So Anakin had one, and that apprentice was her.
No.
Yeah. But she was like really like super young. I want to say like maybe 11 or 12 when she started. But then, so in the Clone Wars, it showed her like her life, just like her advancing to like her old age, and then eventually, it's kind of a spoiler. I don't think you guys care about this though. Yes or no?
Spoiler to what? I would say no, just because you know this is a podcast and we might have people who.
Okay. Anyways.
Ain't caught up.
She becomes a huge character because of something that happens to her, with the Jedi and all that. Uh-huh. And then she like just becomes like her own character. Like she like defines like who she is or something. Like she goes on her own path. And everyone just loves her because like she knows how to stand up for herself. She's like a female character who's actually like
with the voice.
You know, like yeah, because there's not a lot of Jedi who like are women. You know. But I think that show's gonna be really good. Pretty sure. But she's in the Clone Wars, which is that cartoon show. Mm-hmm. And then they made another cartoon show, which is called Rebels.
Yes.
That's supposed to be set after, I think, the Return of the Jedi. Like, the OG trilogy. I think it's set after that. But she was in that, but, like, it's set later, so she's really old in that. I don't know. I'm pretty sure the show that's coming out is going to be set when she's, like, maybe the same age as The Mandalorian. I'm not too sure. Because it could be younger, it could be older. I'm not too sure.
Right. What was I going to say? Okay, so out of, like, the Lucasfilms one, which one caught your attention the most? Because looking at it, the Obi-Wan Kenobi one and a droid story sound kind of intriguing.
I'm pretty sure for me, it's Obi-Wan. That show is going to be something else. Yeah, but
are those shows, or they just haven't...
Oh, that's a show. But live action. It's not a cartoon. So they brought back the original cast for...
Oh, I know. Yeah, I know that. But I don't know if it's going to be like how many were going to be movies and how many were going to be shows.
Oh, no. The movies...
I think the movie's done now.
Those haven't been announced yet. So, maybe one has. But, like... They're gonna make
the second Rogue One.
Yeah, that's just I'm pretty sure it's a prequel.
Yeah,
he died at the end of Rogue One. The guy, I forgot his name, but he was at the end of Rogue One, and I think he died. Unless he survived that. Yeah, I guess, I don't know.
Dude, the Loki movie, do you want to move on to Marvel?
I'm down. That's a show, actually.
No.
It is. That's the thing. They're all shows, bro.
I don't know.
Like, I'm fine with that, too. But, like, I don't know, because movies, like, it's really good because, like, it's, like, not too long. They have really good writing. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I feel like shows might be dragged out. But then again, like, I haven't seen The Mandalorian, so I don't know if it's, like really dragged out.
Or... No, bro. Every episode is just a whole nother... Dude, it's pretty fast-paced. I like it.
Okay. Then I'm hoping that's how it is for, like, all the other shows.
Then again, like, each episode is an hour. So as long as they keep it an hour, I think it's going to be good content.
Yeah. No, but I mean, they're saying that they're treating the shows like a movie, like, with, like, the production...
Oh, yeah, I saw that. Like, all the makeup.
It's not going to be, like...
Bullshitted.
Like, low budget, you know?
Yeah, no scope.
It's not going to be low budget or nothing. Now, I know they're coming out with,
What about you, Ryan?
The Captain America, or the Winter...
Soldier? Knight?
No. I'm pretty sure it's Falcon and...
Falcon and the Winter Soldier.
Yeah, that one, no.
Yeah.
And then they're also coming out with, She-Hulk.
Oh, I saw that. That's
the girl version of Hulk. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's going to be good. Might be. They're coming out with...
That's going to be a TV show?
They're all TV shows. The thing. The only Marvel movies that are coming out haven't been announced except for like Spider-Man 3 and Doctor Strange.
Okay. She-Hulk doesn't sound that intriguing.
The what?
She-Hulk doesn't sound that intriguing. Like, I thought
that's
at least some of them were going to be
make it a show.
Movies.
I feel like if it's a movie, no one would watch it.
True. Maybe. But... The same could be said for show. I guess it just depends on everybody's interests.
But I feel like the reason why they're making all these shows because they're trying to introduce so many characters and they don't want to make a whole bunch of movies. Because I'm pretty sure they're more expensive than the shows, obviously, the movies. Since they want to, like, they have a whole bunch of characters be introduced. They're gonna be,
That's when movies come in place.
Yeah.
To tie things together.
Yeah, like Infinity War and Endgame, like, those brought all the characters together. But right now, they're doing shows. Let's keep them apart for now. The last movie... Oh, wow, the last movie was Spider-Man 2.
Right?
Yeah, that came after Endgame.
That was a minute ago. It feels like it was...
Wow. Yeah,
not that long.
But it left off with, like, with the villain saying his true identity. Because he was, like, Spider-Man as Peter Parker, and then it cuts off. But I'm pretty sure the next movie
coming
out... Oh,
yeah, he was exposed, right?
Yeah.
No. He was not... he was by who? By Mystic?
I forgot his name.
Or somebody.
I forgot his name, but,
It's about Jake Gyllenhaal?
Yeah, but I forgot his, character.
Mysterio?
Mysterio. What did I say?
Mystique or something? I don't even know.
Nah.
Yeah, you said like Mystic or something like that.
Mystic.
But these shows that are coming out are gonna come before the next movies. Oh wait, no, actually. Black Widow's coming out, and then these shows.
The movie?
Yeah, Black Widow the movie. Because it was supposed to come out this year.
But I thought she already had a movie.
Nah.
So, they just announced it years, like, hella years prior?
Oh, they announced that, like...
I remember seeing, like, some sort of trailer. But that was a minute ago.
Yeah, they announced it a while ago. I think the trailer came out, last year, March, maybe?
Feels like more than that. But, you know, time has been flying because of this pandemic.
Yeah, but first it's that one, and then it's gonna be the shows.
So, for... the like multiverse, how do you think each universe, like the tweet I sent earlier, is gonna have like a part of each universe, like where you have to have watched almost every Spider-Man or not because Andrew Garfield was like Sony?
here's the thing, because they're bringing back characters that already died, like in the old movies. So, like, they're bringing back Emma Stone, mm-hmm. who was the Mary Jane in...
How'd she die? What?
She died in the Spider-Man 2
yeah,
with Andrew
Garfield. Just, like, smack the ground?
Yeah, she smacked her head on the floor and she actually died. But she's coming back. So, what I think is gonna happen is it's either
shit?
Gonna be... Yeah, so it's either gonna be that either from a different Earth, but she survives, or is it, like, they come and, like, scoop them up, I guess, right before she dies. But, like, maybe time travel or something. So, like, she never dies in that universe. I don't know. But it's confusing, because they're bringing back a whole bunch of people who already died. Like, Dr. Octopus, like, apparently he died. And
yeah, I remember that.
Spider-Man. Yeah, so how's that gonna work, you know? Because the multiverse is infinite, so you can have, like, I don't know, like, infinite possibility, rather.
You think each show is going to incorporate the multiverse, obviously, to some extent? Or, like, it's got to all tie together eventually for whatever movies they do bring out. Unless they just make it...
No, I feel like the only ones that are going to, like, incorporate the multiverse is Doctor Strange and Spider-Man.
The Falcon Winter Soldier, bro.
I don't know about that one. Because, like, those people aren't, like, magical. Because the multiverse is... It's not, like... What do you think the multiverse is? Because I feel like you have, like, a definition that's a little, like, misleading.
What do you mean? It's, like, what it sounds like.
No, the multiverse, it's kind of confusing, but just pay attention.
What are we playing?
Okay, so essentially the multiverse...
What are we playing?
...is...
Yeah.
There's different Earths, right?
Uh-huh.
That's the main concept, there's different Earths.
Yeah.
But they never come in contact with each other.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Uh-huh.
So you can have a whole bunch of different characters with different stories. It's literally infinite, because there's infinite, like, amount of Earths.
I remember this from The Flash.
Yeah, The Flash.
I watched all that shit.
It's kind of the same concept. But I think with Marvel, it has to deal with magic. So I think the magical characters are going to have, like, a huge influence on that.
Oh, like Doctor Strange and shit?
Yeah, Doctor Strange. But then Doctor Strange, he's going to be in Spider-Man 3. So he's gonna have,
gonna have some shit to do.
Yeah, so I'm pretty sure he's gonna bring all the OG characters to that movie. But that's why I don't think that, like... Yeah, so that's why I don't think that Winter Soldier and Falcon's gonna have anything... Like, I'm pretty sure they're not gonna have, like...
I'm not saying, like, directly into the multiverse, but, like, you know, like, the movies are gonna have to tie up somehow with each show.
They will, but I feel like the Winter Soldier and Falcon, it's too early. Because that's
to, like,
coming out
take
before
any takes
Doctor Strange.
It.
Yeah, because it's coming out before Doctor Strange. And Doctor Strange is going to be, like, the one movie where it starts the multiverse conversation.
Yeah, that makes sense. You think the show is just going to be based off of, you know, them trying to find somebody to take the shield? To be the next captain?
I think it said that, it's because in Endgame, like, Falcon got the shield, but I think they were saying that he doesn't want it.
Yeah, he didn't want it.
Yeah, like, he has trouble, like, accepting it, that he's Captain America.
Uh-huh.
But I think by the end of the show, like, he'll accept it, and then he'll actually get, like, a suit and stuff.
As for the, you know, the animated cartoon show?
Mm-hmm. The What If show?
Yeah, the What If.
Yeah, that... I'm pretty sure that's going to tie into the multiverse, because it's pretty much saying, like, what if this happened, which is essentially the multiverse. That's literally what it is. So I think it might tie in, like, they might bring a character from that to live action, like, in a movie in the future.
Either that, or it's going to be, like, a fun little spin-off.
Yeah.
I saw you.
But they're supposed to... Nah, but they're supposed to have characters that, like... I'm pretty sure Black Panther, he's supposed to become... the Guardian. What's his name? Chris Pratt. His character. He's supposed to become him. Yeah, and then he's supposed to become Black Panther. It's, like, flipped.
That's
it's weird.
Funny.
Something like that.
Chris
They're saying
Pratt is Black Panther.
That Captain America was never supposed to be Captain America. That it was supposed to be the girl he had a crush on. So she's gonna be Captain America.
I think it's, like, Captain Canada or something.
Yeah, Captain Britain, I think. Something like that.
As for the Fantastic Four, who do you think is gonna be casted? Or did they announce that?
They have not announced that.
Cause
People wanted,
I hope it's an old cast, because I did not want to watch the new one
either. No, they're not gonna cast them. They're old. They're super old. They probably will make a cameo, like with the multiverse, but they probably won't be like the Marvel's, like a movie cast. Mm-hmm. But people wanted John Krasinski and Emily Blunt to be Mr. Fantastic and Mr. Invisible, whatever her name is. I forgot her name.
She was high key kind of bad in the original.
Oh, Jessica Alba. I don't know who they're gonna cast though, because they wanted John Krasinski. That's the guy from The Office.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool though, just because they're like actually, you know, married.
Yeah, they're a couple. But that's gonna be probably coming out maybe in like 4 years.
What?
Because they don't even have a cast yet. The Fantastic Four.
Oh yeah, they just did the logo of the four for like what, 5 seconds. We're all pretty excited. Like you said, like they're bringing a lot of the old cast members back.
Yeah. Nah, but apparently there's a rumor going around that for the What If show, they're gonna have, like, how do I explain this? So back then for Iron Man, a lot of actors tried out for him. So
yeah,
apparently Tom Cruise was supposed to be Iron Man, but then
I remember that.
They're supposed to make the What If show, and it's supposed to be What If Tom Cruise was Iron Man.
No.
Wait, no, not the What If show. This is live action, so they're actually gonna get him, and he's gonna be in the Doctor Strange movie.
That's kind of funny, dude. They're gonna. It's definitely gonna be some type of spinoff, but that's dope.
No, but like I think it's just supposed to be cameos, but they're gonna have a whole bunch of like the actors like were supposed to be this character but weren't.
That's really cool. And they're gonna bring them in for like a crossover.
Yeah. The Doctor Strange is supposed to have multiverse, obviously, so it makes sense. That's a huge rumor, but I believe that.
It's a possibility that almost every episode could be different to an extent, since it's gonna be multiple cameos.
No, but this is the movie, because it's Doctor Strange.
Oh, you're talking about Doctor Strange?
Yeah. Not for What If. I don't know. It's confusing, because What If is kind of a like to the movie Doctor Strange that's going to come out, I think. Because they're bringing a whole bunch of, like, random stuff. I don't know. And then, I think Disney's in charge of Avatar. I think.
Are they about, like, the blue people?
Yeah, but Avatar is supposed to come out, I think in 2 years.
Well, like a movie?
I saw the second one.
Yeah, they're making a first, or like the first one came out. What? They're supposed to make a second one, a third one, and a fourth one. I think a fifth one, too.
Oh, yeah, I remember they announced that, right?
Mm-hmm. It's like a whole bunch of them.
Yeah, they announced that they're going to like drop like, yeah, from like three to, because they dropped the second one, right? Didn't they?
No, they still haven't.
Did I drop the second one? I swear they dropped the second one.
No, it's just been one. It's just been one.
Brago said it's not gonna be as big as the first.
What's the movies?
Yes.
What? What are you talking about?
That's either his opinion, but it has a huge budget, so I don't know. It's probably his opinion.
That's my opinion!
No, but the actor, James Cameron, he said that he already shot the second and third. But they're gonna release like in 2 years.
The Snyder Cut.
He's supposed to make the second, third, fourth, and the fifth one. I think there's supposed to be five.
Yeah, it's gonna be like crazy CGI and all that. So.
But apparently he already shot most of them.
I don't think I saw the second one.
No, there is no second one. I'm telling you guys this.
Dude, I swear
I was reflecting on what. I think they announced something of it, but I know what you're talking about, bro.
Well, because these movies have been announced for like 9 years. He was supposed to make a second one right
either,
after.
Either that or it's the Mandela effect.
Yeah. But I do remember there being like this big like announcement. Like, everyone's like, why would they say we're going to make a second, third, fourth, and fifth? Like, what?
Yeah. Literally, that happened on Twitter. I remember watching that. I literally remember that.
That is true. Borrego said a huge budget doesn't mean anything. And I do kind of agree on him that it could possibly flop.
Of course, it can flop. It's like a second movie. It might not be good. It's a sequel, but it could be good. Cause look at I don't know, look at like the
Didn't they drag
prequels.
in production or for something? It either was that or they like removed like what half an hour of or like 20 minutes of the first Avatar or just Avatar. I remember something along those lines.
I mean, I've never seen Avatar, but
Honestly, it was a crazy movie.
It was.
I watched it in theaters, and it was just such a different experience.
Yeah,
I was also a child.
it was weird.
Yeah, I was also a child, so it was just like something.
I heard it was
I don't
trippy,
know.
but if you're an adult, apparently it's good.
Yeah, it was because like I don't know, I was little, so it was like I was transported to a different world. And so like it's when they were first dropping like the 3D movies with like the cool glasses. And so like that was new too. And so like, Avatar in 3D was like whoa. I found the ticket to the Avatar movie in a jacket like a couple months ago, and it was from 2000. It was 9, I think. Super long time ago, like 2009. It's crazy. Nine or 11.
I think, cause I know the first time I watched it, I didn't finish it.
Oh,
So I
for real?
think I watched part of it in theaters, probably fell asleep, and then years later, it was like online, and I finished it because it was like what, 2 hours and something? It was long.
That's
Not
pretty
3 hours,
interesting.
I think. I'm pretty sure it was three
Three?
hours.
Yeah,
Yeah, it was.
so I'm positive that they definitely took out some segment to make it shorter.
Well, that's true, because a lot of directors always make the movies long, they just cut them later. Oh, but I saw like a lot of comments that I agree with for like for DC and all that. They're owned by Warner Brothers. And a lot of the people were mad because like they're jealous of Disney. Like not because of their work, but just because like they know how to handle Marvel. Like they release stuff nonstop. Where for DC, it's like once a year they release something.
Be like
And
that.
I mean, because DC literally has the potential like to be like Marvel, but they're just not using it right. Like the company just like cause literally like right before Iron Man. Or not even, right before that, DC was like still the top like movie for comics and all that, like because like
Was just
The
more
Dark
popular
Knight
than
came out
Marvel.
before that. It's always been more popular, but then Marvel like came out with these movies, and now like they're slowly becoming more popular than DC. And it was never like that. And Warner Brothers had the potential; they still have, but they're just not doing it right.
To warn a brother.
But now they're owned by AT&T, and they actually want to make it look like a good universe. So I don't know.
The AT&T
But AT&T is
universe.
in debt, so I don't know.
Well, it's been 40 minutes. I'm gonna conclude this episode of the Chandeliers. Thank you for tuning in. This is our speculation and reaction to Disney's announcement of all these releases and TV shows they're gonna have.